This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yes, the Braves are back in action tonight on the West Coast. What did you say, Abe? Abe's in for Mike. You said you don't call them the A's, you call them...
They're the Athletics.
Because they're in Sacramento.
Yeah, minor league ballpark.
Sacramento's a terrible town. So they are there. They start a new series tonight. We're going to talk more about that. Grant's on the way coming up next hour. And more about our team, the Atlanta Falcons, and what actually happened last year with Kirk Cousins. This new doc, Quarterbacks on Netflix, has everybody talking about it. We're talking about it, and rightfully so. Abe's opinion differs from mine. We will get to all of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, let's get to some dogs. Connor Riley from Dog Nation joining us. Connor, I was looking at this yesterday. Real quick, I want to start here about quarterbacks in the SEC. I know you've heard and you've been all over this with the hype surrounding Arch Manning. Fair, unfair. I think he's going to be really good. But that's neither here nor there. What about the quarterback for Georgia? And would you put DJ Lagway and Lenore Sellers and Nussmeier, Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, all of these guys in front of Gunnar Stockton, even Simmons, the kid, Austin Simmons, looked really good against Georgia last year for Ole Miss. I think he's going to take the country by storm. This kid can play. He came in and led them to a 10-play, 75-yard drive in a 7-7 game last year, and he made it look easy. All of those guys are better or perceived better than Gunnar Stockton?
I definitely think there's a perception, especially Simmons. I think Simmons is such an interesting comparison because I was there in Oxford that day, and he did look really good. But at the same point in time, I put a lot of stock in what Gunnar Stockton had to do against Texas and against Notre Dame, two teams that were in the Final Four last year of the college football playoff. And I think some of that gets overlooked because he didn't put up gaudy numbers and he didn't look great in that second half against Texas. But I struggle to think of a quarterback who would be thrust into that situation that would play well. I think you can even point back to earlier in the season when Georgia and Texas played each other in Austin. They inserted Arch Manning into that game in the second quarter to try and get something going from him, and he actively made things worse. He had a really key fumble right before halftime there in that game. And so with Gunnar, yeah, I would take DJ Lagway over him. I would take Lenore Sellers. I would take Doug Nussmeier all over them just because I have a larger body of proof that I'm working with them. With Manning, with Simmons, those guys seem to have more upside, and I think the Simmons part baked into it is the fact that he's working with Lane Kiffin, and there seems to be a certain bump that comes with that. But I'm also not going to be surprised here if we're at the end of the season, Georgia's 11-1 going into the SEC championship game, and Gunnar Stockton is a key reason why. I don't yet know if he's going to be the reason, but with him getting named as one of Georgia's representatives today at SEC Media Days next week, that says a lot to me about how Kirby Smart used Gunnar Stockton, and that should only further inspire confidence in what Georgia has at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue on that path. How surprised were you that Gunnar Stockton was a representative? I know I talked to the number of people who cover Georgia, and they did not think that they were going to bring Gunnar. And then at the same time, Alabama not bringing Ty Simpson. What's your takeaway from that as well?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I was pretty surprised that they brought Gunnar. I thought Oscar Delp would be the third representative, the offensive guy up there to go speak, guy who'd been in the program for a while. I will say from a PR standpoint, Gunnar is going to say nothing interesting or forthcoming at all. So from the, you know, trying to fly under the radar, don't make a lot of news, I certainly see it from that perspective. But Kirby Smart has not yet formally named a starting quarterback for this upcoming season. And so now I think that becomes one of the foremost things of, hey, is Gunnar your starter? Because why would you bring him here to face the litany of types of questions that he's going to face if he wasn't that? I think it was a key moment in a Paul Feinbaum interview Kirby did at the end of May at SEC spring meetings, where he had real confidence about Gunnar in a public setting that he had not yet displayed. And I found that to be very interesting at the time. And I think Kirby bringing Gunnar to SEC Media Days only further expands on that and the confidence that Kirby has in Gunnar, not just to lead this team, but sort of be the face of it as well. Because a season ago, look, Carson didn't always play great, but there was some of the behind-the-scenes stuff we had later learned as well. With that, Gunnar brings none of that baggage to the table. He is a universally beloved guy, and I find it very interesting from a semantical standpoint that Kirby is bringing him to SEC Media Days.
We're talking with our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation, guys. Let me talk to you about this perception about Georgia Tech, because Phil Steele says he thinks Georgia Tech's a contender in the ACC. Do you feel that way after watching them and the way they played Georgia at the end of the season last year?
In a one game, like, can they beat the best team in the league? Yes, they beat Miami last year at home. They gave Georgia a game and should have won that game there. My question with them is, because Haynes King can't play the way he played against Georgia in every game. He just won't survive. He didn't make it through last season fully healthy, and they dropped a couple games in the middle of the schedule because of that. So I know they like Aaron Filo a lot as their backup quarterback. He's someone who is going to play a good bit for Georgia Tech this year. If you're able to get 12 healthy games out of Haynes King, yes, I think Georgia Tech can absolutely win the ACC. But just from a practical standpoint, they can't play him like he did against Georgia or like he did against Miami, and they're running him as much as he is. They're going to have to find ways to supplement that run, continue to be productive on offense, and improve a lot defensively, because they were just not a great team on that front last year. They bring in a lot of new faces there on that side of the ball. I'm interested in seeing if that defense can improve marginally and they're able to take some of the weight off of the shoulders of Haynes King. I think that's how they open it up, even with Haynes King, I think, being one of the better players in the ACC.
Connor Riley on the WadeFord.com hotline here at the Dog Report. And by this time next week, we'll have heard from Kirby, heard from the Georgia contingent, but we also will have heard from Greg Sankey. Is there anything you're expecting him to say in his press conference there at SEC Media Days that you're looking forward to, whether it's about playoff format or anything other than that?
I'll be interested in what he has to say about the playoff format, whether it's all that forthright. I'm not quite sure. We heard Brett Yormark today at Big 12 Media Days come out and really pound the table for a 5-11, 5 conference champion, 11 wild cards, sort of as that the model that which the Big 12 wants. The ACC seems to want that as well. I think if Greg Sankey gets behind that, I have reason to believe that that might ultimately be where we end up at. But we also know that the Big Ten prefers 4 automatic bids. So I'm interested in seeing how he sort of tap dances around answering that question, because that's what I expect from him in that regard. But to me, that is the biggest thing. And then potentially a 9-game schedule, if that is to come forth. I think there are teams in the SEC that don't want that. But at the same point in time, I think if we're going to get uniformity across the sport, that's probably where the SEC is going to head to.
Connor, what's Kirby's message going to be next week? Next week's SEC Media Days here in Atlanta. What do you think his message is going to be? And by the way, we will be there. I know Connor's going to be all over it, guys. We'll talk to him next week as well. But Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to kick off the football season with live coverage from SEC Media Days downtown Atlanta. So make sure you join us Monday through Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live from the epicenter of the college football world, and we'll have interviews and coaches and all the favorite SEC schools, etc. And Chris Goforth, by the way, is going to bring you a one-hour wrap-up show. Well, what do you think Kirby's message is going to be? Because it's different every year. What do you think this year?
You know, there's an old Dr. Dre line, or I guess it's old at this point in time. They say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. And I think that's kind of the tone that Kirby Smart's going to take next week. Georgia won the SEC a season ago, and it wasn't always pretty, but they beat Texas twice, and Texas was the last SEC team standing. And going into this offseason, there's just been, it seems like, hype about every other team. Texas has gotten a ton of it because of the presence of Arch Manning. I think Alabama has gotten a lot in recent weeks when people take a look at their two deep and what they have there. LSU with Garrett Nussmeier and Brian Kelly going into a major year. there are teams that are more hyped than Georgia going into next week. And Georgia has flown a little bit under the radar, in part because of the way last season unfolded, in part because of the uncertainty at the quarterback position. But I think maybe like Georgia did at the 2022 SEC Media Days, where Kirby came out on the front foot and said, we will not be hunted. And that team ended up going 15-0 and winning a national title that year. I'm not saying Georgia's going to do that this season, but I expect Kirby to be a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more on the front foot in saying, hey, like, I know there are a lot of flashy teams out there. This Georgia program is still the defending SEC champion and isn't someone to be forgotten about.
You mentioned a number of the teams that Georgia's going to be competing in the SEC with in regards to Alabama, LSU, Texas. Is there a team out there in the SEC you think's a sleeper, a team that maybe people aren't talking about enough heading into the season?
I think Ole Miss is interesting to me. Now, they lose a lot, and especially on that defensive line, which I think made them so great last season. But they're a team, they know what they're doing now with managing the transfer portal. And so, because even though they have a lot of turnover, I'm willing to give them maybe a benefit of the doubt. Century Perkins is one of the better players in this conference and one of the best productive players. And I kind of agree with Carl. I'm very interested in what we see from Austin Simmons and how he plays this season. Now, I know they got to replace a first-round draft pick in Jackson Dart. But that's going to make things, I think, a little bit smoother knowing what they have there at the quarterback position. And with the schedule being flipped in the manner in which it was from last season, yes, Ole Miss has to go to Athens, but they don't face a very difficult schedule. They get Oklahoma, they get Florida at home this season. And so because of that, I think that they're a team who, you know, a year ago we talked about them like they were going to be a team to make the college football playoff. They ultimately don't. I wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting in November and Ole Miss is a team on the verge of they're at that 9-win mark. Can they get to 10 wins and get into the college football playoff?
Yeah, I just want to follow up because I think Ole Miss is a fine answer. I would go personally with Oklahoma. I just think John Mateer's not is a transfer not enough people are aware about. You add Jay Knott in there with them. I think that's an offense that can break out. I just wonder how dangerous the Sooners can be too.
My question with Oklahoma, one, their offensive line was terrible last year, and that's why Jackson Arnold got beaten up, and they had to ultimately bench him, and they had a ton of injuries at wide receivers, and I think they're going to be better at wide receiver this year. But that schedule is really tough with LSU, Alabama, Auburn, Texas. They see a lot of really quality teams where, to your point, they can be improved. They can go, you know, and win some big-time games, and because of that schedule – still only go 8-4. And so that's why, you know, when I see them, you know, as a team, I think they will be improved this season. I like the addition of Mateer and offensive coordinator Ben Arbuckle, but I just don't know if they're quite in that playoff tier because of the fact that they have such a difficult schedule this season.
Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow your stuff. I know you'll be up on everything next week. It's going to be a fun week. It always is. It kind of kicks off the season, right? SEC Media Week, it does.
Yep, it'll be here before you know it. July is the last month of the year where we don't have football, so we're looking forward to that. You guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Connor. By the way, if you're wondering, Dogs are a 39.5-point favorite against Marshall in the opening game. I love this, by the way. He said Kirby's going to drop some Dre. He said Kirby's like, you know we won the SEC last year, fool. Like, we didn't fall off. We didn't go anywhere. And the quote that Connor Riley just used is, ladies, they pay homage, but the haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat,
ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So assuming we all agree, I don't know if you guys do, we do on this show, that the postseason is unlikely for our Atlanta Braves. That's where I'm at. We played Taps yesterday. I shut it down. Okay? I've been asking Mike, who's out on vacation. Abe is in. Do you want to fire sell it? He said, no. We'll wait. We'll wait. I said, you want to fire sell it? No, we'll get through the weekend. You want to fire sell it? Now he's ready to fire sell it. And look, I'm not trying to trade all of these guys, but I'm tired of false hope. And I told you yesterday, I'm not going to give it to you anymore. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like other shows, there's still a chance. When we're 11 games under 500 going into a series tonight starting against who, Abe? Not the A's.
The Athletics.
Correct. So they're 17 or 18 games under 500. We're 11 games under 500. The point is we're not that much better than the
Bums. Athletics.
Thank you.
Athletic Bums.
That's your cue.
They're not good.
Okay.
You're not good.
I don't know if that means we're going to sweep them. It doesn't mean anything. But here's the question.
What's more likely?
What? That we don't score a run?
You sweep or they sweep. What's more likely?
They sweep.
Dude.
The way this is going,
starting this thing
sweep.
Out with Fuentes and 3 1/3 tonight? Yeah.
He's going to strike out 12. Don't go there.
Is he facing us?
So assuming we all agree on this, what do you want the outcome of the remainder of the season to be? Look, I know we got the All-Star game yesterday or next week. And by the way, you threw cold water on this yesterday. I got a guy hit me up after we left the show. He's like, Dukes, I didn't appreciate Abe saying what he said. I said,
got to say how I feel, man.
I said, what did he say? I totally forgot. He was like, Abe said that they have killed the vibe of this All-Star game and the Braves, it's not as going to be as exciting. And he's like, I've got tickets and I'm going. And I was like, I get it.
It's 5 days away.
It's going to be great.
Do you even notice?
You will.
I have to be there.
You will. But I don't think your comment is off base. I do think if we were in first place.
If you were red hot, right?
Yes.
If
we were in first place,
and you had
deal.
Half of your team.
Different deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But he was offended, I guess, because he's like, I'm going, and I feel excited.
I'm not telling anyone individually.
Oh, yes, you did. You told him. That's what you said.
Is that what I said?
You said this game's going to suck because we haven't represented.
Did not say this game's going to suck.
That's exactly what you said. I remember.
All-Star games are fun.
That's what he said.
But
what?
City's not that hot about it.
Okay.
And
he
not right now.
He did not like that comment.
We got Beyonce in town. WWE in town.
Are you comparing Beyonce?
Kirby's coming here on Tuesday.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening. But look.
Now, I think Acuna can re-energize. That's the thing.
Okay.
On Monday night.
So he wins the home run derby. And he wins the MVP.
Even if he doesn't win, he just put on a show.
He wins the MVP. No, make him win. Let's put him in the winner's circle.
Sure.
He wins, and then he's the MVP. Now, is it exciting enough for you?
It's always exciting enough for me.
That's not what you said.
I watch putt-putt. We talked about this. Oh, you think I'm not going to be watching?
Okay, that's true.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, yeah, because I got a story about it. All right, stay tuned
I'm here out here getting mad Tour de France isn't on TV. You think I'm not going to watch the All-Star Game and the Derby?
That's a problem. You need to see somebody. What do you want to see for the remainder of the season? What do you want to see?
I got a couple of things.
Okay.
You have a two-man rotation right now.
Do we?
Yeah. You have Holmes and you have Strider.
We have a one-man rotation right now.
Who's the one?
It's Strider.
No, Holmes is fine.
Come on.
Holmes has been fine. I do want to see the development of Didier Fuentes, who goes tonight.
Whatever rotation would Grant Holmes be starting in?
Are you kidding me? What numbers are you looking at? Grant Holmes has been outstanding.
He's only starting because of the injuries that were sustained at the beginning of the season to this rotation. True or false?
You know, this guy's like top 15 in MLB in strikeouts.
Come on.
I would say false to that.
Go ahead.
He's in your rotation.
Okay.
Didier Fuentes isn't. maybe you throw Jackson Stevens, Hurston Waldrop in at some point. I'd like to see some more development of young pitchers.
Okay.
The one thing, and this is what's most important, I want however many games they have left. I don't know the number, but it's too many. It's too many. I don't want to watch these things.
But you will.
I want to get some sort of momentum feeling like it won't be the same next year. That means I need to get Harris going in some fashion. I want to see Albies heat up in some manner. It doesn't have to lead to a 20-5 month or anything like that. But I want to be given some reason to believe that this year
you want some hope
is an anomaly that doesn't turn into next year.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some hope. I want to see progress and production from the core players. The guys that we have come to rely on, I need to see progress, and I need to see production. Now, what's that look like to Abe's point? I don't expect Harris to hit 400 between now and the end of the season.
Get to 270?
But he's got to look a lot better than what he looks right now. And Ozzy, and I'm just talking about the guys that we've come to rely on. And if that happens, and as much as many of you may want to make complete change, that's not happening here, guys. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You're not going to have 8 new everyday players next season because we had a bad year or we're having a bad year. That's not going to happen. But I do think with the investment that has been made, you still have a lot of guys that, considering baseball terms, are fairly cheap. You're going to ride this out, and you're going to still make adjustments. There will be changes with this pitching staff and bullpen, et cetera, and maybe you bring in another everyday guy. But, again, we're only getting half a year of Profar, even that, or maybe less, because we're actually past the halfway point with Profar. But that's what I need to see. And if you're saying, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean we make a run and get to the playoffs? Great, if you want to believe that. But I'm not here telling you that's what's going to happen, because I'm not going to feed you that false hope thing that everybody has been on for the last 2 months when I was saying this team has too many obstacles to overcome. And now, after last series over the weekend against the O's, everybody's like, oh, I called it a month ago. Did you? Because I was seeing these phone calls and these texts and tweets and all the stuff in the communication from our listeners. Man, we still got hope. We still believe. Do you now?
I think it was fair to wait through that 13-game stretch. I think the problem was we didn't get a defined answer one way or the other, right? And so people kept kind of holding on. I think if you had gone 4-9 in those 13 games, and we're talking about two against the Mets and the series against the Phillies with the Marlins, and if you'd gone 4-9 or if you'd gone 10-3, you'd have your decision one way or another. You were in no man's land, and so people kept holding on. The other thing I want to see, and you say it's a one-man rotation. It's two, but that's all right. Strider's not Strider still. I want to see him.
Not.
And now, he's bad.
No, he's not.
Don't get me wrong.
But he's not what he was 2 seasons
That's
ago.
That's the other thing I'd like to see as we roll through the rest. And I've been very patient with him. I'm not too bothered by it. I think there's an understanding, though, the further away from the initial injury, that I just think there's steps to be taken for him to get back to 100%. I don't know if he was 100% or still is 100%. I would like to see him. Now, he's got to work on his pitch economy. He's got to get deeper into games.
Sure.
When Grant Holmes is going 8 and he's going 6, right?
Oh,
there's still
Holmes.
Some dominance.
Hold on, it's Grant Holmes.
Yeah, he wants to let you know that he was in the starting 5-man rotation and he picked up an L to the Dodgers.
Let me ask you this.
He wants to let you know he was in that 5.
Let me ask you this.
But I do want to see Strider get to that. This was a guy that was the unequivocal Cy Young favorite before his injury.
Hands down. If Charlie Morton was retained and Max Fried was paid, is Grant Holmes in this rotation?
No.
He's not.
No.
He's not. And the reason he is, again, and I'm not telling you that he's not done his job. Matter of fact, he probably should have at least three more wins.
I just say this question is a bad read because I think he's outperformed Charlie Morton. I think you're better off having Grant.
Not over the last 10 starts.
You're talking about win-loss? We still calling that a pitcher stat when this team's averaging one run a game?
Well, here's the thing. You have to do your job, right? And here's why it's so hard to win 20 games. You can do your job and be great, get no offense. Team doesn't score runs. You're holding teams to two or less runs every time out, and you still may not get to 12 or 11 or 15 wins, let alone 20. It's a hard thing to do. That's why it is so difficult when these guys get there and it's like, oh, I can't believe he won 20 games. He's doing his job. What I'm telling you is, under those circumstances, which could have easily played out, he's not in this rotation. And then you add the injuries to what has happened to this team. He has gotten an opportunity. He's taken advantage of it. But I don't think you go into next season and say Grant Holmes is my number two. You don't do that.
No, but you didn't go into this season with a number two. He was your five.
That's my point. When you say you have a two-man rotation, you got a one-man rotation.
No, right now you do. Yeah.
That's the point I'm making. And I'm not knocking him, guys. He's been a pleasant surprise. But let's be real. Like, if you had a real
starting
five, he's not in it.
I disagree. I think he absolutely is part of your five next season.
Well, with all these injuries, he may be.
Well, that should be healthy.
He may be. But that's the problem. Like that's how bad it is when you say, if we had this under normal circumstances, if these guys were here, and it was very possible that all could have played out, Grant Holmes is vying for the five spot, and he might not have seen a start. He might have gotten a start or two, depending on injuries. But he is taking advantage of this. But when you say, coming into next season, if I ask you right now, who's the most reliable guy? It's Strider. That's your guy, and now
Are you sure? Or do you mean of the guys that are still
available,
active?
That are available.
Okay, because I would say it might be Schwelly.
And then you say, what else do we have? Is Sale past his injury?
Sale, yeah.
And that's where you start. But
this is what's frustrating, too, is when you look at, like, hey, Strider could be this guy. And Sale was this guy. He returned back to that form.
He did.
And Schwelly had a little blip and then picked it right. And that's what's backbreaking, it was there.
See,
I
believe in Schwelly more than I do Grant Holmes.
Fully. Totally agree.
His stuff is...
It's no argument.
Yeah. That's all. But listen, we got to do what we got to do. And Grant Holmes has been run out there and he's doing his job. We'll see what happens tonight against the A's. Grant's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Excuse me. Thank you. That's right.
This game's going to suck.
He said that. When we come back, though, we got to jump into to what Abe told this woman. I think the phrase was, I'm not saying you got to go home, but you got to get the hell up out of here. It's Dukes and Bell.
This game's going to suck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into Dukes and Bell. Abe Gordon here filling in for Mike Bell alongside Carl Dukes. I've got to be honest. That Braves game at 10:05 tonight, I don't see myself watching it. I put in work overnight to watch the Netflix series Quarterback. I set my alarm for 2:59 a.m. I woke up at 3 and I poured through 7 episodes. And feeling pretty tired. I'm just... I just don't see myself staying awake till 10. The good news is I'll probably continue fighting this bout of insomnia that I'm dealing with and may actually end up watching First Pitch. And if I watch the First Pitch, I'll probably watch the entire game. It's we'll see. We'll see. And it's been a long time. It's probably the first game for the Braves that I have an opportunity to watch that I just don't know if I will.
Tonight?
Yeah. You know, we talked about it. In New Mexico over the weekend, I had no cell service, so I missed some games.
Sure,
but that wasn't. I didn't have the opportunity to watch the games.
Yeah, but didn't it kind of feel good that you didn't have cell service,
dude? When I found out they got swept, I was so happy I didn't sit there and watch.
Well, look, I mean, sometimes we get caught up like I can't believe I don't have service.
No, I want service.
Well,
I want to know.
Well, look, everybody wants service, but then when it happens, ironically like that, it kind of feels good. You were kind of disconnected.
No, I wanted to know certain things happening in the sports world.
That's not what you wanted.
That is what I wanted.
You wanted to call that girl, didn't you?
No, I wanted to find out the results of the Prefontaine Classic.
All right, let's talk about this, by the way. Because you have been dating, is it fair to say that?
Yeah, seeing.
Seeing.
Yeah, I don't want to make it what it's not, right?
Well, no, I don't want to, make it, and I don't want to insinuate more than what it is. But you were seeing a young lady. I came in today, and I said, hey, Abe, how's it going? And Abe said, that's over. What happened? How many dates did you go on?
We grew apart, Carl.
In 2 weeks?
No, we were supposed to have a third date, but the schedules didn't line up.
Okay.
And then, we checked back in, and I was told there's just, there's no romantic connection, Carl.
Is that what she said?
I mean, I can look up the exact wording.
Or did you say that?
No, she did. I was rejected, Carl.
Did she say she wanted to be friends? Did she at least say that?
She said, anytime, happy to grab a drink as friends.
That's nice. Let's analyze this.
What you got?
Did you kiss?
No. Because I hadn't gotten there either from the romantic aspect.
So this was all just getting a feel of who she was, how things were going.
Yeah.
Kicking it vibe.
This is why I didn't want to make it a thing, but
once it became a thing, it
had to be a thing.
It's a thing. It's too late. I'm just trying to figure this out because when you were so adamant today when I came in, you were like, it's over.
Well.
I was like, what happened?
Defeated, eh?
Oh, I was like, what's going on? You were like, it's finished. Kaput.
Well, yeah, I thought it was a funny way to respond to your question about it. It's not that big a deal.
All right, so this means that...
I'm not making her a mixtape to win her back, if that's what you're getting at. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, don't sleep on the mixtapes now, man.
They do share work. A Spotify link.
That does work.
Stand outside of her window, like, say anything, John Cusack.
Oh, that's a great scene. Wasn't that a great scene? So what's this mean for you as far as the whole...
Like, back to swiping, bro.
You back on it?
I will be.
Okay.
What's your preferred app, Abe?
I use two.
Careful.
What?
I don't know what you're going to say. I just want to make sure that you don't say anything.
I
use two dating apps.
Oh, okay.
I use Hinge, and I use...
I've heard that's the one.
Bumble.
Bumble is the one where the ladies make the first move.
I think they changed that a while ago. I think the dudes can send a message now.
I have been out of the game for a minute now.
All the running that you do, because I heard Andy and Randy actually having a discussion earlier about how it might have been the steakhouse about how there's all these different situations where people can link and date, and the new thing is like these sport situations. With all your running, you don't run into anybody like. Through those groups?
No, I mean, I have my run club, but it's not, you know.
Well, Abe told us the other day.
I'm the worst runner in that club.
Well, after they go running, he goes home because he
gotta be with the dog, man.
He feels guilty about his dog, and they go have drinks or coffee.
Well, they go to coffee.
They go, and he goes.
Correct. So this is his time to go socialize.
So he's missing that.
That's my point. And so instead, he's like, I gotta get home.
No, I think if my running group had some options.
Oh, it's their fault?
No, but it's just like I know a lot of the people in the run club. They're married with kids.
Sure.
So like, you know.
Yeah. You're saying there are no hot single women that you might be attracted to.
I'll tell you what though, every race I go to, I'm like, my goodness. None of y'all want to come to my run club? Not once?
They're out there.
Dude.
Well, you gotta find their run club.
Why don't you hop ship?
I don't know.
You know, are you that loyal to the cause to where it's worth being single, Abe, to run with people who are, you know, not physically attractive to you?
I'm just not going that far out to run.
Just saying, man.
How far you want me to drive to run?
Well, it depends.
Depends, Abe.
It depends.
How, quote, thirsty are you, sir?
I might need to get faster first.
Okay.
To join the other run clubs?
Yeah, like you can't. I'm not slow, but I'm not that fast. I'm like... For our group of people, I'm decently quick.
So you're saying that,
but I'm not that fat. I don't have impressive speed.
See, you were examining my situation yesterday. I have more questions. You see how the show is today. O's coming at you. Day-Day's coming at you. I'm like,
no,
really?
Because as somebody from the
talking
online
about common
game.
Sense about where you hold us up. By the way, hold on. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this.
I feel trapped.
We got to talk about this. I tweeted at you in the middle of the night. I didn't text you. Did you get it? Did you see it?
No, I didn't see
about
it.
About the cell phone.
Hold on. I'm going to my profile.
All right.
I got to find what I tweeted at you.
I didn't see it. How late is late? What are we talking about?
It was early.
I don't know.
5 in the morning.
All right, here we go. It says 12 hours ago, so 4:45 in the morning. 4:39 a.m.
I saw that timestamp.
4:39 a.m.
And that, my friend, is why she said it's over.
Carl, read that. What's that
say? Getting up out of bed to watch Netflix shows.
This is Abe says they're out here filming Kirk Cousins, using his phone while driving. They did?
Dude.
He was sending voice notes to Raheem. The voice note that was
telling
so bad.
You I feel trapped in this situation.
It's just way up there, way too high, above the window.
They didn't stop him, did they?
Nobody stopped him.
Of course they didn't.
But I did find it funny that day.
That I told
and
the
I'm
story.
Like, he's out here doing the same thing Carl did.
That's funny. I did not see that. Hey, it's a guy talking.
So anyway, Abe, getting back to this online dating situation, man. I sympathize with Abe, Carl, because I was a dude who was out there on those online streets. And
sure.
Full disclosure, I met my wife online. We actually matched twice. The first time we matched, I guess I said something that she didn't like, and she just stopped talking to me.
It down.
She shut the connection down.
Yeah.
And then she hopped back online.
There's nothing worse than a woman saying, don't let me block you.
Yeah,
there's nothing worse. Honestly, now there's nothing worse. Don't let me block you. What?
But no, legitimately, she just stopped the conversation. I was like, what? Did I say something wrong? What did I do here? But no, it just so. And then also, I will give you full disclosure on this, too. My wife and I, we didn't have our first kiss until our third date.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
Hey, move at your own pace, man.
Well, did you go on three dates?
No, we were in the process of scheduling a third date.
Okay,
and then
you shut it down,
Abe.
I just told you she shut it down.
Oh, she shut it down.
You got to go old school, Abe. I'm just gonna keep it real with you. You got to go old school, and you got to be a player. Now, I'm not saying you got to go and
excuse me.
You hear this suggestion,
just
Carl?
Listen,
does that sound like me?
Just hear me out.
What screams player about Abe?
Hear me out. Hear me out. What I'm saying is, you got to give yourself options. Is all I'm saying, because it's dating. It's dating. You're not committed to one.
So you're saying
it's dating.
Cast many lines.
Exactly.
So he should be out there kicking it with five,
yes,
six, seven.
Because what happens, one of them is going to say, hold up. Hold on. No. He's mine.
Yeah.
He's mine.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all something real quick here. The most humbling thing about online dating is when you think you're going to have multiple matches and you swipe all the way through. And you get to that lovely screen where it says there are no more matches available in your area, and not a single one got a check mark, dog. That is the saddest thing, dog. So you talk about cast many lines here. I get what you're saying.
But I came up in an era where we weren't on dating apps.
You know what I'm saying?
So true.
I do the apps, obviously, whatever. They're not getting me anywhere. But I also go out.
You just had a couple of dates with a nice
young
lady.
Went through the app.
Oh, that you didn't meet her there?
No.
So there you go. There you go. Meet a couple more, not on the app.
Well, I got set up.
Hold up. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go back in time a little bit here. We had a viewing party for the station not too long ago. And I do recall a young lady, Abe, who was very much into, like, the whole idea. If I'm not mistaken, didn't y'all, like, go running together? Some young lady from a viewing party.
No.
I do believe y'all, it was some lady that you were talking to. Y'all talked for like 20 minutes at the viewing party about
20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know who
that's
he's
a long
talking
time.
About.
Y'all's mutual appreciation for jogging, and I think at some point or another, y'all had gone jogging together. His head just tilted back. He knows something.
Yeah,
about.
Now I realize what you're talking about. No, we actually never ran. I woke up at 5 a.m. to go to a track workout, and she never showed.
So you invited her.
I just did the track workout.
Well, of course.
She stood you up.
No, they had texted me. They're like, We're not getting out of bed.
Oh.
I was like, all right, it's 5 a.m. I kind of understand that. We're all working.
Well, look.
Here's the thing, though.
I've seen the options.
When my schedule allows, I do, like, go out and be like, go out to a bar or a club.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to approach women nowadays.
Why?
It just is. Everything's a lawsuit. Like.
I heard it is mean in
dude,
the streets.
What? How are you approaching women, Abe?
Dude, what are you saying?
Everything. I'm telling you.
Are you sticking your finger in their ear?
No.
What are you doing?
Everything is like a problem nowadays.
So it's better, you're saying, to just do the online thing?
Well, no, it's not going better, but
okay.
I guess it's not going worse.
No, it's an option.
I'm just saying, like, approaching someone, because we see this, I don't know, you guys probably have a different algorithm because you aren't single, right? I have like the single person algorithm.
I was single.
And it's always like, I get the nonsense where it's like, can't a girl just go out and not be approached by 30 men, right? And then at the same time as they're wishing that no one bothered them,
they're lonely.
There's some model out there saying, am I too hot? Why won't men approach me?
That's
I'm
your
like,
algorithm?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do
that's
here,
your
man.
Algorithm? You know what the problem is, Kara? Everything he's saying right now sounds defeatist.
It does.
There needs to be more optimism on your part, Abe.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Just saying, man.
It's going to happen. Look, I'm sorry to put your business out there, but when you told me when I walked in today, it's over.
I thought that was...
It's finished.
I did find it funny because, like, yesterday we're like, we're going to bring it up. You're trying to set a third date. I'm like, yes. Yeah, man, trying to set a third date.
Exactly.
And then today you're like, we're going to get the update. I'm like, there's no update.
It's exactly what he said. Kaput! I was like, okay, Abe. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe's in from Mike. You heard of Pop Stroke? Have you heard of this?
K-pop band?
No.
Oh, that's Demon Hunters.
It's putt-putt golf. Hunter. Putt-putt. You play putt-putt?
Mini golf?
Putt-putt golf.
I dabble.
Okay.
I'm no pro.
So I get a call from my daughter, and she says, Dad, she's in Dallas. She's visiting some friends. She said, guess where we're going? I said, where? And she's like making me guess. I'm like, oh, look, I have no idea. Where are you going? She goes, I'm going to Tiger Woods mini golf. Apparently he owns these, what's it called? Pop Stroke. Or he's a part owner in it. Eat, putt, drink. You guys are familiar with, obviously, you know, Topgolf. But this is like, mini golf, and they call it an oasis. I don't know if we have one here, but I was like, oh, that's really cool. I was like, Tiger owns it? And she's like, yeah, it's Tiger Woods' thing. So anyways, I just wondered if you, because you do all the obscure stuff.
Sure.
You are the guy, weird guy that watches all this stuff.
Yeah.
Do you play mini golf or putt-putt golf?
I mean, I haven't ended up at a course in a while.
Okay.
But yeah, I've played.
Yeah.
I watch professionals.
You watch professional mini golf?
Yeah, it pops up on YouTube.
For what?
Just to see their plan of attack.
Oh, goodness.
It's not what you think it would be.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. I just want to know if you played. I thought this was pretty cool. I haven't played mini golf in forever, or putt-putt golf. You say you get offended when I call it putt-putt?
No, I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I do sometimes with the ping pong versus table tennis, though.
Yeah.
I do comment like it's...
But this looks really cool.
It's table tennis.
But I don't even know. I don't know if we have one here. I don't think we have one.
I don't think so. I looked it up.
Dallas. Oh, yeah. It must be a Texas thing. Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, College
Station. I think they had one in Vegas, maybe?
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. All right. Just was curious. You guys play mini golf, putt-putt golf? That's cool, right?
I haven't played in a minute.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, fun when I did.
I take the boys often because it's kind of an easy thing to do with them real quick,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's easy.
I'll tell you what I used to do. Back before my grandpa passed, there was a course down near him in Florida where it wasn't like putt-putt on a turf with walls and a carnival. You had to pop through a clown's header. It was like a specifically designed putt-putt course, but like real greens.
Oh, okay.
And it was kind of cool. Pretty fun. Yeah, it was cool.
So you still marked the ball somewhere and had to putt from that distance?
Yeah, but it was on a real like large green, but it wasn't just wide open. It was also thin and you had to aim it or whatever. Yeah, but it wasn't just knocking it off walls hoping it ends closer.
Yeah. That's fun. I was just curious. Maybe we'll get a pop stroke here. Either way, Abe, it's gonna be all right.
We're fine, man.
I know. It's over.
I woke up at 3 a.m. and
it's done.
I let Kirk Cousins break my heart just as much as she did.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because finally we're getting some answers. And I want to know if your opinion has changed. We're going to talk about what we learned on this quarterback show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.